Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm your host, Ali Selvey, and boy, have we been receiving a lot of requests from readers asking for Fundy's thoughts on emerging resources and material stocks. So in this episode, we'll be discussing five up-and-coming companies across uranium, copper, lithium, and gold. And to do that, we're joined by Tim Sargent from Airlie Griffiths Group and David Franklin from Argonaut. First up, we have battery materials, exploration and mining company, Liontown Resources. Tim, I might start on you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Sell, Ali. Look, it's been a great place to be. Large, undeveloped, hard rock, spodumene asset in Western Australia. But at $3.5 billion with still $700 or $800 million to spend, I think we've probably seen the best of it.
David, over to you. It's had a spectacular run over the past 12 months. I actually think it was one of the best performing small caps. It's risen more than 654%. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, Ali, look, we love the asset, but we balk at the valuation. So it's a hold for us. Look, it's got a lot of attributes that we like. It's a large, high-grade lithium resource in a tier one location, you know, just out of Kalgoorlie. So a lot going for it, but the valuation is a bit stretched.
Next up, we have Pilbara Minerals, which recently announced a new joint venture with South Korean company POSCO. David, staying with you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, we rate Pilbara a buy. It's our preferred lithium exposure. Basically, it's in the right place at the right time. It's a large-scale producer at a time when the lithium price is continuing to escalate. As you said, they've just announced a processing joint venture with POSCO, which we view very positively. And, you know, they probably did the deal of the year last year when they bought the Altura lithium operation from the receivers at a very good price. So they're ramping up production. They've got processing now underway, and it's our preferred exposure. So it's a buy.
Tim, it has a market cap of $6.6 billion and its share price has risen over 515% over the past 12 months. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Buy, Ali. It's relatively better value amongst the lithium names, I think, at present. Look, David's right. It's got volume growth where others don't at the moment into a record pricing environment, and it's inherently scalable as the market continues to grow.
Tim, staying on you, next we've struck gold with De Grey Mining. Its share price has been quite a volatile ride for shareholders over the past 12 months. Now it's pretty flat. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Buy, Ali. 500,000 ounces per annum for over 10 years in Western Australia makes it a tier one asset in a global gold context. There's just two issues to monitor over time, I think, which they're both of which are intertwined, which is CapEx and recoveries. I think both are eminently solvable. It's just whether it's De Grey or someone else.
David, over to you. It has a market cap of around $1.4 billion and it recently completed an institutional capital raise of around $125 million. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, look, we've got it as a buy, Ali. It's a tier one asset in a tier one location. It's going to be attractive. It's either going to move through development and become a global producer of scale and be well sought after, or else, you know, just as likely a major will look to acquire it, you know, relatively soon. So we like it.
Next up, we have copper exploration and mining company Aeris Resources. It's a bit smaller than our other stocks that we're discussing today. It has a market cap of $423 billion. David, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Ali, we rate Aeris a buy. They've got an undemanding valuation. It's well managed, and we expect that sort of corporate activity will be a key feature of the group going forward. They've currently got a small copper operation in Cobar and a gold mine in Queensland. We think there's a scope for some consolidation in the Cobar copper space. We know that Glencore are looking to sell their CSA copper mine, and they've shown that they're acquisitive for gold assets. So we're backing the management team there to add value over the course of the year.
Tim, over to you. It's also had a stellar 12 months. Its share price has risen around 216% over that period. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Buy, Ali. The asset base is improving. I think we're going to see down the track better production at better costs and probably longer mine life. The business is now net cash, having been capital constrained for a significant period of time. I like that. And I think M&A can move the needle, as David touched on, and I'm willing to back them on that strategy.
Okay, last but certainly not least, we have uranium company Paladin Energy, which operates across Africa, Canada and Australia. Tim, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Buy, Ali. Look, I don't expect it to be smooth sailing from here, but at the end of the day, we're still relatively early in the uranium cycle, in my view. The industry has been capital starved. Demand tailwinds are emerging, and I think Paladin's the cleanest way to play that on the assets.
David, Paladin's share price has risen a whopping 625% over the past 12 months, thanks to a rising uranium price. Is it a buy, hold or sell for you?
Ali, we've got it as a hold, really on valuation terms. The uranium stock we prefer is NexGen, which is listed in Canada, has a Canadian project. And what we like about it is just the scale and grade of their project. Still relatively early days, but has the potential to be the lowest cost producer globally.
Well, I really enjoyed that episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, and I hope you did too. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.